Please stand for the processional and remain standing until after the congregational hymn.
Thank you.
When God calls a pastor to a church, God also calls that church to the pastor. Welcome to Ebenezer Third Baptist Church, where the home of Reverend Dr. Nathan J. Robertson, Jr., pastor. Join us in our call to worship. Wonderful joy awaits us as we look forward to fresh beginnings. By faith, we are called to embrace spiritual renewal and transformed lives. All the perfection of our Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus, we pledge our trust and devote ourselves to his sacred mission.
Father, eternal heavenly dove, we thank you for this auspicious occasion, the investiture of Reverend Dr. Nathan J. Robertson, Jr. of Ebenezer Third Baptist Church of Austin, Texas. You are ordained every step of the way for us, Lord. You have put forth everything in good order, and we thank you for this humble and brilliant man of God that you have given to us and that you have let the Holy Spirit flow through. We know that as we welcome in this new man of God for this congregation, he exemplifies the characteristics set forth in Timothy. He is a wonderful teacher. He is a committed servant, and he exemplifies faith, hope, and love. We call upon your Holy Spirit to fall fresh upon us in this investiture service and lead him forth as he begins his service at Ebenezer Third Baptist Church. Now, let us pray the prayer that Christ taught his disciples. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Our congregational hymn and total praise hymnal is number 122, How Firm a Foundation. You may be seated.
Our Old Testament scripture today is found in Isaiah chapter 43, verse 19. These are the words he spoke to the people. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall ye not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. The word of God for the people of God. Amen.
Hear this word found in Ephesians chapter 4, verses 11 through 16. And he gave some apostles, and he gave some prophets, and some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we henceforth by no more children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness whereby they lie in wait to deceive, but speaking the truth in love may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ, from whom the whole body fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplieth, according to the effectual working in the measure of every part, maketh increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love. Amen. Thank you.
Good evening and welcome, beloved Ebenezer family, esteemed guests, and friends joining us both in person and virtually. Today is not just another Sunday, it is truly a momentous occasion. As we gather to celebrate an inaugural investiture, or the installation service for our new pastor, Reverend Dr. Nathan Robertson Jr. We rejoice together in God's faithfulness and the guidance of the Holy Spirit that has led us to this special day with the inaugural address by the Reverend Dr. B.W. McClendon, accompanied by his members of the St. James Missionary Baptist Church. Yes, let's give them a hand. This service marks a new chapter in the life of Ebenezer Third Baptist Church, with a most appropriate theme, Building New Bridges. Based on the text, the 43rd chapter of Isaiah and the 19th verse, NIV version, it says, "See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland." This is a time for renewal, unity, and recommitment to our shared mission. As we welcome our pastor, we affirm our dedication to growing in faith, serving our community, and uplifting one another in love. Whether you are a longtime member or a first-time visitor, your presence today adds to the joy and significance of this sacred milestone. We also want you to know that if you are seeking a Christ-loving, Bible-teaching, prayer-praying church, Ebenezer is the place to be. And in closing, thank you for joining us to witness and participate in this blessed event. May today's celebration inspire us all to move forward together, trusting in God's plan and purpose for Ebenezer Third Baptist Church. Thank you and welcome.
First, giving honor to God, and with due respect to those in the pulpit, on the choir stand, and in the pews, my name is Warinda Harris, and I and the leaders I see interspersed within the sanctuary bring you greetings from Central Texas Interfaith and the network of West Southwest Industrial Areas Foundation, which is celebrating its 50th year of developing leaders from within our communities to take up the issues of importance to our families and neighbors. As a founding member in good standing of Central Texas Interfaith, Ebenezer has long stood as an indispensable institution, and you have now selected your next leader. During his time as interim pastor, we have been privileged to work with the Reverend Dr. Nathan Robertson, Jr. We have witnessed his care for his flock, his compassion for his neighbors, and his commitment to the people of this church and the wider community. As this man of God prepares to accept the call to become your next pastor, Central Texas Interfaith extends our congratulations and best wishes to him and renews our commitment to you to stand with you as you support justice where it is found and demand it where it is not. Pastor Robertson, as you prepare to lead this consequential institution, we pray for you and for your family, and we offer to you and Ebenezer our strength, support, and solidarity. God bless you.
Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. To Dr. Nathan Robinson, his wife, Sister Sharon, and his family. To Pastor McClendon, my pastor. To Moderator Mays, President Horton, and all the ministers and pastors that are present on today. To our deacons and our officers, to the Ebenezer Third Baptist and St. James family, to our visitors, our friends, and all the saints of God, greetings. My name is Sister Wilma Stevens, president of the St. James Community Institute of Biblical Studies. Behold how good and how pleasant it is for brothers to dwell in unity, Psalms 133. It is just good for us to be here. And when Peter says, Lord, is it good for us to be here in Matthew 17:4? He was speaking of the glory of being in the presence of Jesus. And while we're not building tabernacles, we are here because it is indeed good for us to be here to celebrate and honor and be united in this grand occasion for a profound spiritual leader, a teacher of God, Dr. Nathan Robinson, Jr., on this inaugural investiture, building new bridges. But if I could borrow the, behold, I would do a new thing or a good thing, I just want you to know that as I stand here today, I am filled with gratitude to know that that new thing with Dr. Robinson began at St. James. Amen. Amen. In 2007, Pastor McClendon had a visionary leadership spark the creation of our biblical studies program. Pastor McClendon had a vision to provide biblical training that helped individuals discover, learn, grow, and manifest Christ. The vision birthed the New James Center for Biblical Studies, and now it's known as the New James, St. James Community Institute for Biblical Studies, emphasizing the word community. His desire was clear, to prepare individuals for ministry, to assist them in fulfilling their calling, and to help them live out the gospel. Recognizing the need for an exemplary instruction, he sought out the perfect person to lead our homiletics class, leading to the appointment of Dr. Nathan Robinson, Jr. For 18 years, we have been blessed. Dr. Robinson has been more than a member of the St. James Community Institute It has been his heart. It's been his profound commitment, his tireless dedication, and his remarkable abilities have been the foundation to our success. The true measure of a great leader is not the number of people who follow them, but it's the number of people they empower to lead in their own right. This is the profound truth that defines Dr. Robinson's work at St. James. Dr. Robinson's 18 years of service to the Institute was a masterpiece of dedication, and its foundation was held strong by three important pillars. Please allow me a minute to briefly discuss and share with you these three pillars. The first pillar as the home athletics instructor. He grounded the students in the Word, showing them how to wrestle with biblical truth and make it their own. And as you know, homiletics involve crafting and presenting biblical messages that communicate God's word effectively. And this class was for ministers, teachers, and anyone tasked with sharing scriptures in a meaningful and transformative way. The ultimate goal of homiletics is to glorify God and to lead others to Christ. And I just believe when the students walked into his homiletics class, they had a fear of speaking. But Dr. Robinson met their anxiety by providing a safe and encouraging space. His students learned that honest feedback was not to tear them down, but to build them up, pushing the students to never settle and to ultimately find their authentic voice and confidence. The second pillar was the Dean of Biblical Studies. Oh, this was an awesome job for Dr. Robinson, because he built a solid foundation for our Biblical Studies Institute. He created a climate where both the staff and the students could flourish. He wasn't content simply to teach, but he wanted to ensure that the program was a testament to our institute vision and biblical training. He worked very closely with our chancellor, Dr. Leon McCowan, Pastor McClendon, and myself as president as we ensured biblical studies and the direction the school should go. And the third pillar was he was a dedicated member of the Board of Biblical Studies. He ensured that his vision extended far beyond the institute, helping to steer our institution toward a rooted firmly in its founding principle. He gave his students and his mind in the classroom, his guidance in the dean's office, and his heart in the boardroom. But Dr. Robinson enriched our biblical studies with a truly remarkable set of qualities. Some of his teaching is echoed in the testimony from the students. Listen to this. They describe him as being smart, engaging, inspiring, a great instructor who prepares them excellently for homiletics. They appreciated his humor, his thorough knowledge, and his supportive environment that he created for them. Well, if I could just elaborate on that humor of Dr. Robinson. Everyone knows that he has a sense of humor. And if you're around him any length of time, you are going to laugh. But his humor was never a distraction, but a tool. It was gentle, often quick-witted, that could disarm tension and make a difficult concept suddenly accessible. You know, he had a way of waving his humor into his lecture. And he timed it where it would break everything up, and he had them to understand the most theological point that he was teaching during that time. His humor was warm, it was inviting, and he never used it to belittle, but to connect, reminding us the joy and the deep learning that they were going to receive. He had a pastor's heart and a care for his students. I am talking about Dr. Robinson. Amen. He was quick to offer a word of personal encouragement. He had an open door policy, whether it was before class or after class or anytime. He really invested in the students. He was a master teacher. Amen. Amen. Because he taught students not just what to think, but how to think. He gave them the tools to engage with and to text to become scholars in their own right. His teaching was a blend of profound knowledge and practical application. He could take any text from the Bible and make it feel urgent and relevant to our lives today. And as a speaker, I surely don't want to leave that off. He was a master of his craft. He could deliver a sermon or a lecture with elegance that was both powerful and inspiring. His words were just not heard, but they were felt, carrying with them the weight of conviction and knowledge. He spoke with eloquence. He captivated every audience. His delivery was graceful and powerful. Yes, that's our dean. Yet his message was always crystal clear, rooted in the truth and of the scripture he knew so well. He possessed a profound knowledge of the Word of God. As a matter of fact, he was a walking library of wisdom. And he wore that knowledge not as a badge of honor, but as a humble garment of service. He was always interested in his class and his students, and he wanted them to grow. His mastery of the Bible was just, inspiring. He could navigate the Bible text, and he can do basically anything. But the most important thing, he was dedicated, and he loved the Word of God. He prepared his students. They had confidence. He provided intellectual rigor and spiritual foundation. And he was just not an instructor of a dean. He was a living inspiration. So in closing, you're not going to believe this. He gave me 10 minutes. And I know that was humor and a joke. Amen. But in closing, St. James was blessed. And we're honored with Dr. Robinson and his wife and his family. We don't recognize just his accomplishments, but also the lives he has touched and transformed through his commitments to teaching the Word of God. His legacy at St. James is a testament to his dedication and belief in empowering others to fulfill their calling. As we build upon this strong foundation of faith led by our Pastor McClendon, we can see the expert craftsmanship of Dr. Robinson in every step we take. His teaching, his mentorship, his leadership have always been a focus and will be a lasting legacy. But Paul reminds us, by the grace God has given me, I have laid a foundation as a wise builder, and someone else is building on it. But each one should build with care. For no one can lay any foundation other than the one that is already laid, which is Jesus Christ. And this evening, we celebrate Dr. Robinson as a builder who built with the best material. And for that, we at St. James offer our sincere gratitude. The ministry we do, the leaders we become, and the faith we hold, it all traced back to our master teacher who first showed us the way. So let us continue to support and uplift Dr. Robinson and his family as they embark on this new journey. Today, we can carry forward the vision that he has built, new bridges in our community, and especially at St. James. And Dr. Robinson, I just want to say thank you. And Sister Robinson, I want to say thank you to you, because it's because of you that he is this great man, because you allow him to come and be the master teacher at St. James. And may God continue to bless you along with your family, along with the Ebenezer Church family. And Dr. Robinson, we will see you on tomorrow night for your homiletics class and many years to come. And if there are any members or students or staff who have attended the St. James Community Institute for Biblical Studies, we started in 2007. We shall continue. Well, would you please stand up and give Dr. Robinson and his family some love if you are here today? Amen. Thank you. You have made a remarkable influence, and you have inspired everyone. For his glory, Sister Wilma Stevens, St. James Community Institute for Biblical Studies. I love you all. God bless. And thank you for your glory.
We worship the Lord now in our getting. We give as God has blessed us. We give because God has blessed us. Our relationship with our God is one of thanksgiving for all that he has done for us. We are asking the ushers to please come forward at this time. Pray good and precious moment. Everything that we enjoy comes from him. And we know that God will never stop giving. So we devote ourselves to our God. Hear this word. Ascribe to the Lord, O families of the peoples. Ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. Ascribe to the Lord the glory due his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. Psalm 100, verse 4. We'll be led in our offertory prayer by Deacon Gregory Robison.
Brothers and sisters, would you bow your heads, please? Gracious Father, Heavenly Father, we thank you for this opportunity to give. We thank you for this opportunity to give because you first gave to us. Everything we have is because of you. You gave us life, Lord. When we were down and out, you picked us up. When we were sick, you made us well. When we were hurting, you helped us. When we had grief, because of the loss of loved ones, you comforted us. You wiped our tears, Lord. You did all that it takes to make us whole. So the least that we can do is give back to you a portion of what you've given us. There's no amount of money that we have that can pay you back. Lord, we can't buy you. Lord, we can't bribe you. But one thing we can do is we can show our love for you by doing as much as we can as we put our dollar bills, our $100 bills, our 50s, our $1 bills, whatever it is, Lord. We give with love. We give with love. And we're saying, Lord, whatever it takes is coming from the heart. Because we know that without you, we would have nothing. Those shiny cars, those beautiful homes are all because of you. It's nothing that I have done. In the name of Jesus, our Lord Jesus Christ, amen.
we're asking the person who owns the red Dodge Ram, license VPK1191, to please move your vehicle. Thank you.
Thank you.